Baz, and all show long, we've been trying to get to the bottom of the alleged crocodile sighting in the Noosa River.
Get your croc out, Noosa.
Okay. Well, no one's saying that. No one's saying that.
I think that's like the trend, like the slogan of this.
I mean, to be fair, if there is a croc in the river, we do want it to get out.
Yeah. So, big old croc.
Big old croc.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to it.
Bye.
We've spoken to a bunch of people on today's show to figure out whether this is a legitimate sighting or not.
Some people are saying it's a hoax.
Yeah.
There's a newly created Facebook account that's saying, oh, a crocodile.
Yep.
Then a couple hours later, a fisherman has said, oh, I've seen one.
Yeah.
And he was on the Today Show this morning.
I know.
So he has a lot to gain.
He does.
He has a motive.
We have gone to the top now, to the most official source we can, Tassie.
Mm-hmm.
The Queensland government. Simon from Parks and Wildlife joins us now. Hello, Simon.
Hi, how are you going?
We are well, thank you. Now tell us, is there a crocodile in the Noosa River, or is this all a bit of hubble-dee-bubble-dee-bee?
Look, I wouldn't be getting too excited at this stage. I think certainly we've received a report of many people have probably seen now, a screenshot off someone's fishing sounder on their boat. Certainly there's some contention there, I guess. Is it a crocodile, is it not? To us, I guess, typically, it doesn't look entirely like a crocodile, but we are deploying resources down there just to assess any risk to public safety and confirm if there is any presence of a crocodile in the area the coming days.
It's an exciting day, Simon. What does that look like? You get the picture through, this morning or whenever this sort of came through yesterday, and then what happens? You're sending the teams out?
Yeah, look, so every crocodile report we receive, officers assess those reports and assess any risk. And obviously this one being outside of the state's, core crocodile country, I guess, there is a heightened risk if it is accurate and is true. So for us, we're just wanting to respond and try and confirm if there is any presence of a crocodile there. But certainly at this stage, I think the way those sounders work with backscatter and that sort of stuff, it is hard to tell whether if it is a crocodile or some other object in the water the person's captured.
So, Simon, do you take down, an attractive girl crocodile and try and coax this one out of his hiding spot, do you think?
No, not quite, no. For us, we'll do a fair bit of work at night and try and detect the crocodiles down there. But also this time of year, being quite cool in that area, if there is any presence of a crocodile, it's likely they'll be sitting out on the bank trying to enjoy some sunshine, trying to warm the body up during the day. So I guess if people do see a crocodile in the area, please report it to the department on the Q Wildlife app or via the 1300 number on our website, and that just helps us build a picture of, where there may be risk and where the crocodile may actually be persisting if it is actually a crocodile in the area.
All right. Whew, Simon, you sound I feel like you're the police, like the crocodile police. Mm. You sound so official. Thank you for giving us a statement from the government. And we will let you know if we see any more crocodiles in Noosa.
Perfect. Thanks a lot.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.